turn, if you will, to the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 16. Those of you who are part of our church family know I love to ask questions, and I want to ask a question. When is God most available? When is God most available? Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 11 tell us this. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, and they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. What a sad thing to say, because they did not understand. What a way to start the most important day of their lives. For 61 years now, I've professed to know Jesus, and that's a long time. And I've come to realize that it is very important with regard to when we seek time with our Lord God, our God. Bear with me for a few minutes as I show you something that is actually pretty important. God gave us a 24-hour day to serve him in. There is only one time when the risen Christ showed himself to the disciples in the evening. In John 20, verse 19, we have recorded, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. Keep in mind that this was the day of his resurrection. For most of the time, morning is the time when men ought to seek and search for communication with God. I don't find anywhere in the Bible that we are to first seek him in the latter part of the day. I've studied the word, and I can only find one time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after his resurrection in the latter part of the day, and it was this recorded in John. During the creation, God presented the day as evening first and then morning. Genesis 1:5 tells us, "And God called the day light, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day." Because of this, the Jewish day begins in the evening. Something else that you may not have thought much about is that Adam didn't have a flashlight. Something else that you may not have thought about: Abraham didn't have a flashlight either. So they got up when it began to get light. And that is when they could see. And that is when they began their relationship and their communication with God. It was in the mornings. That's why we are meeting here this morning. Because this is a good time to communicate with our Savior. Actually, they made a habit out of getting up early. For instance, in Genesis 21:14, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away, and she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba." When Abraham had to get rid of Hagar and Ishmael, he did it in the morning, the very first thing. When Abraham had something to do, he started early. Another example would be Genesis 22:3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place which God had told him. Keep in mind that Abraham was on his way to slay his only son. He started early in the morning. We have many other examples, Genesis 28:18, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up as a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Jacob, an heir of Abraham, followed in the steps of his grandfather with regard to early rising. When do you think that Moses confronted Pharaoh? Have you ever thought about that? Exodus 8:20. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh. Lo, he cometh forth through the water. And say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. Let's look at another example. Exodus 9:13. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus saith the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. As you can see, God likes to do things early in the morning. I would think that because he never sleeps, God does not sleep, that he is ready to go at all times. Let's look at Moses one more time. Exodus 34:4-8. And he hewed two tablets of stone, like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. And the Lord descended in a cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. Moses planned just how he was going to interact with God early in the morning. Each day can be a special time with God if we start our day early. Even Joshua knew that God was available to do business early in the morning, Joshua 6:15. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the day after the same manner seven times, on that day they compassed the city seven times. That was the day that the walls fell down. They started early. The psalm writer, David, said some things under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and we ought to look at those. We ought to understand those. Psalm 63:1, there's an introduction written to it, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a day and thirsty land, dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. Let's look at another of the things that David said, Psalm 90:14. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. And one more example from the Old Testament, Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. What a promise. What a blessed time. And so for that reason, we meet early on this day. This Easter Sunday is the day that we celebrate as the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. We have come early to worship and fellowship. This was the practice of the disciples when Jesus ministered to his sheep during his first advent on earth. Let me share what the Bible tells us about that ministry. We find it recorded in Luke chapter 21, verse 38. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple for to hear him. What a wonderful thing to be hearing the Lord Jesus early in the morning. Again in John 8, 1 and 2, it tells us, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again to the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. What a great way to start the day. After Jesus had ascended to heaven, the early church maintained the same policies about their worship. Let's look at one of the last examples of when the Lord's people should worship. The last example is written by Luke, Dr. Luke, and is found in the book of Acts. Turn, if you will, to Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate and the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priest heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. Folks, there's a lesson we need to learn from these things. And the lesson is that we need to start early our days with the Lord. That is when we should do our Bible reading. That's when we should talk to him as we start the day. Because he has a plan for you every day. When you awake in the morning and you put your feet on the floor and take that first step, you should be moving in the direction that God has for you. And you cannot do that if you have not already talked to him. When your feet hit the floor, it should be, thank you, Lord, for giving me another day to serve you. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to give me this day. And then, folks, spend some time talking to him. And let him show you and tell you through his Holy Spirit what plans he has for you, what he wants you to accomplish that day. The day is not to be wasted, folks. It is not to be wasted. I can't think of anything more wasteful than to not spend the day serving the Lord in the way that he wants you to. we here at Coastal Shores Baptist want to start early. And we want to make sure that what we do is God's will. So we talk to him early. I encourage you all to talk to him early. And then spend time in his word just to verify that he wants to use you in a particular way. Because he has a purpose for every one of you. No one is here without a purpose. Now, you may have come for breakfast. That's okay. I like breakfast too. But the Lord had another reason to have you here too. And that other reason is his will for you today. There are people all over this world that do not know that he is risen, because they have never heard the name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We meet here knowing the truth, because we find the truth in this book and in this book only. It's not on television. It's not on the radio. It's not on the newspapers. It is in God's Word. And it is called God's Word because it is the Word of God. And so, folks, we are going to, in just a few moments, adjourn. We are going to have fellowship together and breakfast together. And we're going to have a time of fellowship prior to the morning service at 11 o'clock. So we would request that you stay around, fellowship with one another. That's what God has made us for. One of the things that the people and the world has tried to do is separate us from each other. That is what the COVID virus was sent to do. And that's the excuse that they have used to tell us that we cannot meet together and worship. If you remember, the churches were closed. We were closed for a couple of months because we did not know what to expect from this. We opened on May 5th of 2020. And we've been open every Sunday since then, every Wednesday night since then. And we've had other activities. We do not need to be afraid of COVID. We need to love God and serve him. Father, we are so grateful that you have sent a Savior. And Father, that Savior died. He shed his blood, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You sent him and he shed his blood and he died. And he was buried, as we heard in verse this morning. But Father, on the third day, he arose from the dead. And Father, for that, we meet together here this morning to celebrate his resurrection. There is no other Savior, Father, that we know of anywhere in the world who has risen again. So Father, thank you for loving us enough to do that we might have the promise of eternal life. Help us, Father, to share that promise with the world around us, and we will praise you for all that you do, because we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, before some of the ladies will need to go and prepare the breakfast, and we will meet again in the family room, which is down at the end of the hallway, for that breakfast. Before we start, we will ask the blessing upon the meal. And so you are free to help yourselves to some coffee in the kitchen, and we will meet together in just a few minutes once the ladies have everything put out. You're dismissed. Thank you.